A fairy tale? Obama's claim that he opposed the Iraq War from the beginning is based on a speech he gave on October 2, 2002, at a modest anti-war rally of about 1,000 people in downtown Chicago's Federal Plaza. At the time he gave the speech, Obama was an obscure Illinois state senator. Yet for Obama true believers, this obscure speech has become a defining moment, allowing Obama to claim repeatedly that he is the only candidate running for president in 2008 who opposed the Iraq War before the Senate had even passed a resolution authorizing President Bush to use military force to remove Saddam Hussein from power. National Public Radio correspondent Don Gagne has reported that to recover from having no actual recording of the speech at the time it was given, the Obama campaign has gone so far as to recreate portions of the speech for a television ad, with Obama rereading the text in a sound studio, with crowd noises and reactions added to make it seem like the real thing. Hillary Clinton repeatedly dismissed Obama's claims, saying, "I have the experience, John McCain has the experience, all Barack Obama has is just a speech." The Chicago Tribune reported that during his 2004 race for the U.S. Senate, Obama filled out a questionnaire answering no to this question: would you have voted for the $87 billion supplemental appropriation for Iraq and Afghanistan? Yet after being elected to the Senate, Obama voted for a series of funding measures, as did Hillary Clinton. Obama's Senate voting record on the Iraq War was the basis for the Bill Clinton accusation that Obama's opposition to the war was a fairy tale. In the end, Hillary scored the point. Obama had to shift ground in order to explain a voting record more centrist on the Iraq War than the words of his unrecorded but highly touted anti-war speech would suggest. McCain can be expected to revisit the contradiction by showing Obama voted for the war despite his anti-war rhetoric. Since becoming a U.S. Senator in 2004, Obama has not introduced a single resolution or bill calling on President Bush to end the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. In the Democratic debate held in Las Vegas on January 15, 2008, NBC moderator Tim Russert pointedly asked Obama if he would guarantee all U.S. troops would be out of Iraq by January 2013, at the end of his first presidential term in office. Obama refused to issue that guarantee. But why exactly is the war in Iraq dumb, in Obama's view? The presidential candidate Obama will have to take a clear get out now position to explain himself, or risk sounding like a flip-flopper. Obama repeatedly calls President Bush's policy in Iraq a failure. Yet the surge did succeed in reducing the violence in Iraq. Will Obama still run against the war if the reports coming from Iraq and Afghanistan continue to validate the Bush administration's military policy in the region? If McCain wanted to stay the course until he could declare victory and stage an orderly withdrawal, why would Obama object? Would Obama do anything different? McCain has been consistent. He was one of the few U.S. senators to support the surge, and the surge has worked. Obama is stuck with an anti-war policy he may come to regret.